Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5:30. Coming up in this bulletin, there's two new Cathaoirleagh in County Donegal today. Councillor Páirc McGarvey's been elected as the new mayor of Letterkenny Milford, and Councillor Jimmy Brogan is the new Cathaoirleach of the Donegal MD. Police in the north are appealing for calm in the wake of a knife attack in Belfast. Letterkenny Milford councillors called for urgent talks with the National Transport Authority about how the town's planned transport hub will operate. And the Special Criminal Court has heard the book of evidence in the case involving a man charged with the murder of Dennis Donaldson is quite a complicated matter. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport coming up at around 6:15. First in news, there's two new Cathaoirleagh in County Donegal today. Independent councillor Páirc McGarvey has been elected as the new mayor of the Letterkenny Milford MD. He takes over the role from Kieran Brogan, with councillor McGarvey saying it's an honour to take the position. The new last Cathaoirleach is councillor Jimmy Kavanagh. Councillor McGarvey says he's looking forward to the year ahead in the role, focusing on supporting communities across the district.
It's a tremendous honour and privilege to stand here today as the Mayor of the Letterkenny Milford MD. I'm delighted to take on the role. I'm looking forward to the year ahead. Looking forward to working hard for the people of the Letterkenny Milford MD and representing them as my role as Mayor.
And what are you looking forward to as you're in your term, I guess?
There's many things. There's a lot of good work happening within the MD with rural and urban regeneration. There is a great project happening in Remelton there at the minute, the Remelton Reimagined, and also a couple of new applications being made for the rural regeneration, which I'm excited about as well. And also yesterday, the turn of the sod with the 2040 in Letterkenny. So there's a lot of great work going on, and it'll be great to be part of that and representing them projects.
Meanwhile, Councillor Jimmy Brogan's been elected as Cathaoirleach of the Donegal Municipal District. He was proposed by Councillor Michael Boyle, who's been appointed as his deputy, and seconded by Councillor Niamh Kennedy. Councillor Brogan says it's a privilege to take on the role, having been elected to the council just 2 years ago.
It's very nice. It's great to be elected. Like, I know, it's great to know that I have the confidence of the other councillors in the Donegal Municipal District. Listen, I've only been councillor for 3 years, so it's good. It's good that they put their faith in me over the next year to lead them as the chair of the municipal district. Listen, I'm just going to continue doing what I've been doing. I've been highlighting things like social housing and roads and schools and educational issues and fire service. There's lots of people coming to me with, you know, social housing applications and grant applications and stuff like that. So, listen, I'm just going to continue on doing what I'm doing.
Police in the north are appealing for calm in the wake of a knife attack in Belfast. A man in his 40s remains in hospital with serious injuries after the incident in the Kinnaird Avenue area shortly after 10:30 last night. A Sudanese man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. Chief Constable John Boucher says the suspect was granted leave to remain in the UK in September of 2023.
He made his way from Sudan to Paris at dates unknown. And from Paris, he flew to Dublin at a date yet to be determined. From my current understanding, he then travelled from Dublin to Belfast by bus on the 10th of February of 2023.
The Special Criminal Court has heard the book of evidence in the case involving a man charged with the murder of Dennis Donaldson is quite a complicated matter, according to reports in the Irish Daily Mirror. Donaldson, who was a former member of the IRA, was shot dead in Glenties in 2006, less than 6 months after it emerged he was a PSNI and MI5 informer. 49-year-old Antoine Duffy of Bradge Castle faces charges including Mr. Donaldson's murder. Senior counsel for the Director of Public Prosecutions, Michael Brown, said the book of evidence was not quite there yet, with defence counsel Brendan Graham saying he suspects there's a lot of material above and beyond what's in the book of evidence. Mr. Justice Patrick McGaugh remanded Duffy into custody to appear again on July 6th for a service of the book. A Letterkenny Milford councillor has called for urgent talks with the National Transport Authority over how the town's planned transport hub will operate. Councillor Michael McBride says it's emerged that the town bus services are currently not expected to use the facility when it's complete. The issue came to light following a meeting involving elected members and Local Link representatives. Councillor McBride, who originally proposed the hub, had envisaged it as a central interchange where passengers could arrive into Letterkenny on rural services and connect easily to town buses to reach different parts of Letterkenny. He says he'll now seek clarification from the NTA, adding the project needs to be delivered in a way that fully supports accessibility and public transport links.
We're at a situation now, we're at an advanced stage with a, you know, with a plan for a new transport hub for Letterkenny at the old bacon factory site. And whilst, you know, there's a lot of work has been done to it, and I would like to thank all my fellow councillors for the cooperation that we've had over the years, and I would also like to thank all the staff that have been involved in trying to find a site and deliver a design for that project. But we also have to keep our eye now to the finer detail, and in my opinion, I think that the town bus should be going into and coming out of the transport hub on each loop that it makes. And you know, at the moment we don't have a town bus service, and I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people asking me when is it coming back on. I can't give them a date at this time, we don't have one. But what I do know is that if we had a transport hub and had it up and running, then we're probably in a better position for to get a town bus service back in Letterkenny, where there'll be proper branded and scheduled bus services available around the town. So that's the reason I brought it in today. I think we have to keep our focus on the detail of what that transport hub's going to look like, because the last thing we want is that whenever the transport hub is up and running, that we find that it is not connecting properly with the taxi services and the town bus services and the other services that you know, that link in with the rural buses and the public service buses coming in there.
Mm-hmm. It's emerged that the boat reported as stolen in Donegal had in fact drifted out to sea. The vessel was moored at Guibara Bridge in Glenties and has since been recovered. However, given the time of year, Gardaí are still urging boat owners to implement extra security measures as a precaution. Garda Grainne Doherty gave the following advice on this morning's Greg Hughes Show.
There are several measures that can be taken to provide security precautions just to protect your property and to reduce the risk of theft. And boat insurance is essential, of course, but it's not a substitute for improved security. So when possible, moor your boat in an area that has good natural surveillance, somewhere that maximises the ability to see what's occurring in that space. Consider cutting back vegetation, install lighting, that's not always possible, install lighting and CCTV. If possible, remove your outboard engine after use, and if you can't remove the engine, consider detaching the plastic cowling, the cover, and replace it with a PVC engine cover when not in use, and this makes the engine less attractive then to thieves. Lock the engine using accredited locks, and as well as locking the engine to the boat, a secondary chain and lock should be used to lock the engine to an external robust anchor point on the pier or mooring post. You can consider installing a GPS tracker into a concealed part of the engine, record the serial number and take photographs of your engine, and of course consider property marking. And I've posted further security, boat security advice to the Garda Síochána Donegal Facebook page there yesterday. You can get further advice at the Garda website at garda.ie. And the further advice includes advice for when a boat is going to be left unattended for a period, or for when you're going to be storing your boat at home. So if anybody has a boat and wants to go in there to look for further advice.
The number of learner drivers on Donegal roads has continued to rise, with new figures showing a year-on-year increase of 251. Data released by the Road Safety Authority shows there were 10,123 learner permits in Donegal at the end of March of this year, up from 9,872 the year prior. Across the country, learner driver numbers have also increased, with more than 388,000 people now holding permits nationwide. The Irish Road Haulage Association say the figures point to ongoing delays in driver testing and claims the RSA is failing to keep pace with demand. Chairperson Gerard Hyland says there's only one commercial tester in Donegal and it's causing problems in the haulage industry.
They're waiting up to 2 years from the time they decide to get a car licence, by the time they get a rigid truck licence and an Arctic truck licence, it's taken them up to 2 years. It's costing roughly around €4,000 to get an Arctic licence in this country.
And whenever you take a county like Donegal, it's very difficult whenever you're dependent on your car.
I was at a meeting in Donegal last Saturday morning in Letterkenny, and I was told that there is one commercial tester in Donegal. So he is testing bus drivers and testing truck drivers, or that person, whether it's a gent or a lady.
And how many tests would that one person have to manage?
That one person would probably do about 8 tests a day, if that. Maybe even less. Our industry is struggling for drivers. Nearly every transport company, if you rang around in Donegal at the present time, would take at least two truck drivers if they could get them. Even if we were able to get tests in a timely manner, it's not going to cure all the problems within our industry, but it certainly would be a big help. We have young people who have expressed an interest in driving trucks, whether it's ladies or gents, and when they see that it's going to take them up to 2 years to get a license, they go off and they do something else.
Donegal is among 6 counties that failed to meet their target for good agriculture practice inspections last year. A total of 140 inspections were carried out in the county, up 80 on the year prior. However, this still fell short of the Environmental Protection Agency's target of 214 inspections. Gardaí are investigating multiple burglaries which have taken place across the county over recent weeks. In all instances, those with relevant information have been asked to contact Gardaí to assist with inquiries. With more, here's Ryan Brawley.
An incident occurred in the Callancore area in Drumkeen between 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, May the 27th and Wednesday, June the 3rd. A house in that area, which was temporarily vacant between those dates, was entered after the kitchen window was smashed. A locked inner door was forced open and a substantial amount of cash was stolen. Elsewhere, a number of items of musical equipment were stolen from a vacant property in the Tullet area of Burt. The front door was forced open and entry was gained. The items stolen include a small snare drum, a Behringer PA system, a Fender Frontman amp and a Tommen PA system. Gardaí ask if any person sees similar equipment for sale second hand to contact them. Finally, 2 incidents have occurred in Letterkenny. One occurred yesterday when Gardaí received a report of burglary at a business premises. A man was arrested in connection with the burglary shortly after the report and charged to court. And in the early hours of this morning, Gardaí arrested an intruder who was inside a premises in the town.
The time is 5:42 on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:45 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with international women's football, and the Republic of Ireland can secure automatic qualification for the World Cup this evening. Carla Ward's side will face France in Grenoble, with the winner sealing their place at next summer's tournament in Brazil. Denise O'Sullivan and Emily Murphy are both back available, having missed Friday's 3-2 win over the Netherlands through suspension. Cross-channel, Crystal Palace have agreed a deal in principle for Pierre Sage to become the new head coach. He is currently at Lyon in France and is expected to sign a deal until 2029. Palace need a new manager after Oliver Glasner left at the end of the season, having won the FA Cup and the Conference League during his time at Selhurst Park. FIFA President Giovanni Infantino has been named as part of criminal proceedings being brought to the court by former UEFA boss Michel Platini. The former French midfielder was banned for 8 years by FIFA over his involvement in an ethics case regarding payments received from the then president Sepp Blatter. He was subsequently acquitted of the charges and now alleges that figures such as Infantino had blocked his bid to be elected FIFA president in 2016. A senior Somali referee has been barred from entering the USA. Omar Artin was due to officiate at the World Cup, but was stopped on arrival in Miami over what officials describe as vetting concerns. Somalia is one of the countries on Donald Trump's banned list, which was announced last year as part of the government's crackdown on immigration. In Gaelic Games, confirmation of the venue for the All-Ireland Tier 2 Paul McGuire Cup final this coming weekend. Donegal, of course, are playing Louth in that All-Ireland decider, and it's been fixed for the Athletic Grounds in Armagh on Saturday evening. Throw-in time there is at 7:30. That's going to be the second big game on Saturday for a Donegal men's side. Of course, the first match is at 3 o'clock in Ballybuffet when the seniors play Cork in the All-Ireland Championship. There is, of course, no television or streaming coverage of the game, but there will be full match coverage, including full interrupted commentary, uninterrupted commentary, that is, as from the 3 o'clock throw-in time here on Saturday Sport on Highland. And indeed, they looked forward to that game last night on the DEL debate presented by Brendan Devaney. Among his panel was former Donegal midfielder John Gilday, who pointed out that Jim McGuinness's side will surely benefit from the fact that they've only played one game in 7 weeks since the defeat to Down back in April.
If you look at Donegal's run to an All-Ireland final last year, it was 11 games. The 11th game was the All-Ireland final. And during that period of time, they had to peak a number of times against Armagh and different teams just to get there. And that's a very difficult thing to do. And I always felt that a shorter route would benefit this team. You know, it's, you know, at face value, we don't have a lot of injuries right now compared to this time last year where we played an Ulster final and Patton was injured and Murphy was injured and Caelan McGonigal was injured, etc., etc. And that really caught up with us at the end of the day, and we ran out of steam against Kerry. I suppose we never got to the pitch of it at all in the All-Ireland final. So I think that's a benefit to Donegal. I suppose the negative to that is very hard to determine where Donegal's at. Two games ago we got beat by Down, and then we would go down to Killarney, and as Dennis said, and we beat the reigning All-Ireland champions for the third time this year, which is never an easy feat. But the reality is that it was a very weak in Kerry side. The sending off skewed the game completely. So I don't know if you could read too much into that game. You know, Donegal did what they had to do and they were very efficient and effective, as you expect from them, very professional. But the reality is that game, while it's always good to beat Kerry and they never like getting beat down there, became a non-event after halftime.
That's John Gilday, former Donegal midfielder, and you can listen back to that full show, which also includes former Donegal captain Patrick McBrearty, online now at highlandradio.com. In cricket, the quarterfinal draws have been made for the Northwest Senior and Sammy Jeffrey Cups. In the Northwest Senior Cup, New Buildings will take on Strabane, Ardmore meet Coleraine, Fox Lodge take on Brady, and Dunamana will play Eglinton. In the last eight of the Sammy Jeffrey, Brigade are up against Ballyspallan. Glen Dermot have been drawn at home to St Johnston. Kelly Clooney will take on Letterkenny. And Burndernet will play Bonds Glen. All quarterfinals will be played on Saturday week, the 20th of June. Just finally in rugby, Jared Payne is returning to Ireland. He has signed a 2-year deal to become assistant coach at Munster. Payne has spent the past 3 years on the Scarlets coaching team in Wales. Assistant coach Mossy Lawler has also signed an extension to his contract that will keep him at Munster until 2028. And Donna Marie, that is your sport for today. We'll have more tomorrow morning after the 8 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And this just came in over the break in relation to the stabbing incident in Belfast last night and protests that are being planned in relation to that. Foyle MLA Mark H. Durkin says he's been inundated with calls and messages about a social media post claiming widespread protests and road closures across Derry tonight. He says many people are worried about how any disruption would affect work, family, commitments and travel. Mr. Durkin believes the anonymous post bears similarities to previous AI-generated protest alerts that caused concern but never materialised. After speaking with police, he says they do not expect all the road closures being threatened, although a protest in the Tully Alley area is likely. He urged anyone taking part to respect others, saying people have the right to protest peacefully, but not to cause chaos across local communities. 5 men who were sexually abused by paedophile Bill Keneally say they were boys and they want an apology in the Dáil. And some state agencies handled this investigation. A report published today found there were widespread failings by An Garda Síochána Conna, the South Eastern Health Board, senior political figures and senior figures within the church. Jane McNamara reports.
This was like localised state collusion, is exactly what it was. Fianna Fáil politicians, the church, the Gardaí and the HSE all together. Colin referred to this meeting in December 1987 when Bill Keneally was brought in. When you say he was brought into the Garda station, he was actually brought into the boardroom for a chat.
Survivor Jason Clancy speaking today after the publication of the report by the Commission of Investigation into Bill Keneally. Survivor Colin Power says they were given too little time to process the findings.
To digest 419 pages of a report, to process that, and to be expected to you know, articulate our views on it properly here today is, you know, I thought that was disrespectful, if I'm honest, from the minister.
Among the findings, the commission said the failure by Gardaí to conduct a proper investigation into the activities of Bill Keneally was a clear and serious dereliction of duty, even by 1987 standards. Mr. Keneally is currently serving 19 years in prison for the sexual abuse of young boys in Waterford from the late 70s through to the 90s.
Looking now to weather, sunshine and showers, some heavy with a chance of hail and isolated thunderstorms, moderate, occasionally gusty westerly winds. Clear spells and showers tonight, some heavy, chilly with lowest temperatures of 4 to 7 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, a look back at today's main stories. There are two new Cathaoirlí in County Donegal today. Independent councillor Pádraic McGarvey has been elected as the new mayor of the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District. Meanwhile, councillor Jimmy Brogan has been elected as Cathaoirlic of the Donegal Municipal District. Police in the north are appealing for calm in the wake of a knife attack in Belfast. A man in his 40s remains in hospital with serious injuries after the incident in Kinnaird Avenue area shortly after 10:30 last night. A Sudanese man has been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder. The Special Criminal Court has heard the book of evidence in the case involving a man charged with the murder of Dennis Donaldson is quite complicated, according to reports in the Irish Daily Mirror. Donaldson, who was a former IRA member, was shot dead in Glenties in 2006, less than 6 months after it emerged he was a PSNI and MI5 informer. 49-year-old Antoine Duffy of Broad Kincastle faces charges including Mr. Donaldson's murder. And finally, a Letterkenny Milford councillor has called for urgent talks with the National Transport Authority over how the town's planned transport hub will operate. Councillor Michael McBride says it's emerged the town bus services are currently not expected to use the facility when it's completed. The issue came to light following a meeting involving elected members and Local Link. Councillor McBride, who originally proposed the hub, had envisaged it as a central interchange point where passengers could arrive into Letterkenny on rural services and connect easily to town buses to reach different parts of Letterkenny. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with more news at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices this Tuesday evening, June 9th. The death has taken place at her home of Noreen Joyce Byers, near McMahon at Towns Park Raphoe. Noreen will repose at her home until 9 o'clock today and from 1 p.m. tomorrow. Funeral leaving her home on Thursday at 1:30, going to Raphoe Presbyterian Church for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving for her life, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Riding for the Disabled Ireland, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Neil Budgie McMullen, Mean Derry Fulcara, and formerly of Cushendall, County Antrim. His remains are reposing at his residence in Mean Derry with wake today and tomorrow from 12 noon. Rosaries both nights at 8 o'clock. House private after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral from there on Thursday at 12 noon, Requiem Mass in Christ the King Church, Gorta Hork, with burial afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Donegal Hospice care of any family member. The death has taken place of Margaret Aggie Boyle, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at her late residence, Cullion Road, Letterkenny. Funeral from there tomorrow morning, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock tomorrow, followed by interment in Leck Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the parish YouTube channel. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.